In the name of Christ, amen. Hope. Sometimes I think the word takes on an ethereal character, kind of a word full of wishful thinking. So we use it in senses like this. I sure hope Purdue beats Ohio State. Or, as my son put it last night, playing for Concordia's football team, I certainly hope we do well against Bishop Lewis on Friday. It's a word full of wishful thinking, but not in our text. No wishful thinking on the part of Abraham. No wishful thinking on the part of Paul. Hope was based upon what God had in fact done and was capable of doing and had said that he would do by promise. Paul tells us that for us, this certainty of God's promise and that he is capable of fulfilling it and will is nothing other than the resurrection of Jesus. We hope in the midst of a life that is often characterized by uncertainty and things expected that never happen and seem like they never can happen, we still have the sign of God's promise, which is not simply a verbal promise, you see. It's a fact. It's the resurrection of his son. Therein lies the promise for us. For he was put to death for our trespasses and raised again for our own righteousness, our justification. He was raised precisely that we might have faith and live according to hope in this life. We might even put it this way. Faith and hope is nothing other than the resurrection in our life. That's why Paul calls it righteousness. A sheer belief that God is the God who works his way according to his grace and love. And that even in the midst of the cruelest fortune, the most heinous sin, the most despairing suffering, and finally the mortality to which we are all consigned, God's promise still stands. For he has raised his son from the dead, that we might live in faith and hope. May God grant that we live in such faith and hope by remaining true to his promise also for us, that through the resurrection of his son, you and I might have faith and hope, and then be free to live the life of charity, believing that all things are ours, given to us by him who possesses all things. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.